Last week I tried to say that the Bible has way more to say about trees than I ever imagined. If you Google it or look it up in a concordance, you'll see it all over the place. Favorite images of Jesus for the kingdom and pictures for us. I think in God's holy flirtation with the world, he occasionally drops a pocket handkerchief or sometimes a leaf. But most oftentimes it's people to awaken us. Listen to the words of Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says, "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make flesh their strength, whose hearts are far away from God. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and will never know real relief. They shall be like parched places in the wilderness and uninhabited salt lands. Yet blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like trees planted by water, spreading out their roots by the streams, and the roots will feed them. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves will stay green even in years of drought. These will not be anxious, and they shall indeed bear fruit." We believe that this is the word of God given to you, the children of God. Thanks be to God. God designed you and us together to be some sort of lovely, fruitful, generous tree where one day the birds of the air would come find their nest among us and find safety. God made you to be an image bearer and us together to offer a reflection of his glory, forgiveness, joy, patience, temperance, wisdom, and generosity. Jeremiah reminds us of the roots that make trees really strong, even in times of COVID trouble or other things of that sort that seem to suck the immediate life from us. All Saints' Day is a glimpse into the way that we were nurtured, fed, encouraged, loved, given hope, compassion, and constellations of love. You here, I think you know this already, have been rooted and stemmed and embedded in something amazing and mysterious and now unseen. Like a tree that was nurtured from beyond, you have received nutrients and vitamins from the roots of those who have gone before us, a sustenance from the soil and sunlight and air from beyond our knowledge. No tree could ever live in isolation. The good and growing soul, as well as a good and organic group of people that we call church, really is more than any kind of ugly institution, but a good tree, wisely dependent on the forces beyond itself. As Methodists, we celebrate today that you are somehow linked to those who went on horseback and offered the love and forgiveness of God and worried about those who tried to live without each other and without God. Most trees spread a root system that are 2 to 3 times the radius of its own canopy. Isn't that amazing? And often they reach out 5 times the radius of a tree's canopy in even more dry conditions. In other words, the harder it gets out there, the more substantive the roots are. God has given us roots, people who have gone before to modify and provide anchorage and plant and take in water for us even before we were born. Think of them now just for a moment on All Saints' Day. It's not the airbrushed saints of the church that we remember in our prayers, but the foolish ones and the wild ones and the wise ones and the shy ones and the overbearing ones and the broken ones and the whole ones and the despots and crackpots and teapots of our church. Those lives that affected us and shifted us and used by Christ to call us, to rescue us, and to bring us together somehow. We tell stories of those who prayed and took us to church. We remember pastors who prayed with us in hospitals and the neighbors who changed the oil in our family's car, and we give thanks to the youth leaders who first maybe whispered to us of the wildness of God's own calling upon us. If you are in Christ, you are part of this long lineage and rooted to those who stood wide-eyed at Christ when he healed the lepers and gave sight to the blind and power to the walk. You are related to those who saw a four-day-old corpse emerge from a tomb alive with grave clothes dangling. You are grafted to those who lowered their friends with Cheshire cat grins into the very presence of Jesus. You are siblings and part of the system of those who ran to an empty tomb that very first Easter morning to declare, "We have never seen anything like this before." They do. They live on. You can't see them, but they are there beneath the feet of your own substructure. These people who have loved well and loved us. These people who for good taught us things, both in the flesh as well as through the ages. We think of people like Eileen Bam Bam, this person who, what ministry wasn't she a part of, or mission didn't she support? This quiet, gentle, interesting, graceful lady who at the age of 86 became our first care minister, to say the pastor shouldn't be doing all this, we should be connected to our own people. And off she went to a training and into the homes and hearts of so many. We remember Ruby Gorbson, who joined here in 1953, who was progressive and pioneer-like, not only in her upbringing in West Virginia, but in the way that she approached the life of faith, always open to something new, ached, supported, and blessed a black pastor who was appointed to this church with pride and with great hope for shifts in the world. So Ruby lived. We celebrate the roots, and you're connected to, whether you know it or not, people like Dave Griswold, a dad of 10, who nurtured like a mother hen these kids and his 35 grandchildren. A strong World War II veteran who never thought jobs should be done. He loved to take his family camping up in Vermilion, and so wild was his work ethic, he would slip away at night while the kids slept to work a midnight shift and come back to them in their tents to enjoy a breakfast and love. His kids rise and call him blessed. We remember Nancy Hawkey, a classic nurse. And when you ask, well, what is a classic nurse? I would say that when you save one life, you're a hero. When you save hundreds, you're a nurse. Nancy was just one of these people who, well, she would make things, dresses, capes, drapes, sweaters, and give them away and raise money for missions in doing so. You're rooted to people like Tom Hajostek, who tried so hard around here, just so hard. He did. As a trustee chair, he would buzz around and fix and clean and serve in these lovely, quiet ways, a magnet for some of his own care ministers, as he suffered with dignity for years before Christ came to take him home. You're related to people like Ray Hazley, who just acted like this. He would give his fingers, his back, his mind, his words, his breath, not only to his family, for which all of us should be doing, but for communities of people. He was a bridge, a connector. He served in the Navy. He served for 20 years on our city council. He served as our mayor here in Strongsville, a chamber trustee for 21 years. He simply gave his life over and over, sacrificing, losing, giving up, giving away, and he would say over and over that you find life when you give and empty yourself. You're connected to people like Ashley Jenkins, this sweet, gentle young girl who loved Disney so much she snuck down there for a couple of years to simply work there and hang around the characters that awakened the imagination of her own innocence. We remember Linda Leakin, and you're related to her, this consummate mom of sorts who was more like an air traffic controller than she was a human. She would fold baskets of unfolded clothes so much that if her kids wanted to talk to her, they just brought unfolded clothes so they could keep her in one place, and she would fold and visit and bake and love. Her favorite questions in all of her life, what can I get for you? What can I do for you? What could I bring for you? We remember today Bobby Mazzullo, and to remind you that not just you, but you are related to her, this spunky, free, unconventional lover of people who grafted to anybody who would care for her and found themselves deeply cared for by her. The West Virginia charm and some down-home wisdom and what I call now these days uncommon sense belonged to this lady who made hospitality flow in ways that strangers around her became friends. And among her last words, you could guess, I love you. You are related to people like Terry Meal, who when she found that she was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, kept a love and a zeal for life and a lack of bitterness that just seems stunning to me. Still today now, almost a year to her death date, her family still finds love notes and gets mail from her, little hidden jewels and secrets to say to them that she's not gone, nor will she ever be, not only in their memory, but in their living. We remember and remind ourselves that even though you didn't know Joanne Mueller, because she came to us from North Royalton, that she was a church librarian for many years and organized books because she wanted people's hearts and minds to be expanded. A quiet and gentle soul who memorized scores of hymns and Bible verses and loved to pray for her church. You, whether you know it or not, are linked to and connected to people like this. Mark Nelson, what could we say of Mark? This quiet man who fought for years through cancer, had sepsis 8 times. And apparently when you get sepsis like once, there's a 40% chance you die. Mark just kept going and going. The one word Mark probably could never say is, I quit, I give up, I'm done. We remember Marjorie School, and we remind ourselves that we're connected to people who painted pictures and gave them away as reminders of love. We're connected to and rooted to people like Liz Spiker, who shined as a family entertainment and had her own brand of magic that was glory to be with her. Those sparkly eyes and her interest in so many of you created these details of things she would give. What could you say of people like Benjamin Sprague from our church, faithful for so many years? Maybe you would name roads after him and his family. Strongsville values of hard work and determination and a deep and simple love for God. We remember today Dorothy Stimson and what she gave to us in her elegant and gentle and poetic ways. Donna Teuscher, a consummate mom. Pat Webb, this artist who made rooms in our own church come alive of houses falling on wicked witches and dragons for New Year's, but especially puppets that would tell the stories of faith to kids in our lower area here of education. She understood the striking things of life, and as I consider our roots, I just simply wonder this. What will be our legacy in years from now? What will people remember in their hearts about you? How will we live in such a way that will pass a baton of hope, grace, and especially of Christ to others? You are like a tree connected with your roots, able to turn over new leaves with new love of God. You can bend before you break and enjoy the unique beauty of the growth of being planted among people like this. Amen.